Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give him honor. Give him glory. Worship him in this place. Hallelujah. Worthy thou art, God. We bless the name of Jesus. We honor him. For he's worthy. There's no one like him. Hallelujah. It's not about time, but the Bible says that Isaiah saw our radiant God and he was seated high on a throne. He was surrounded by angels. His glory surrounded us. His glory illuminated them all. Isaiah saw our radiant God in all of his righteousness. And he felt unworthy in all of his guilt and all of his sin. And he cried, woe is me. But the Lord God, in spite of Isaiah and unworthy, he saw fit to thank him and make him worthy to stand before him. And right now, today, in this place, except for the finished work of Christ on Calvary, except for salvation by grace and faith in Christ, we have nothing. We have no justification. We have no righteousness. We're still in a sinful state, separated from God. But the Lord is compassionate and merciful. Hallelujah. He's abounding in mercy and love. We can go to him because he comes to us as the Holy God. We bless his name. We bless his name. We bless his name. The Bible says that mankind will be brought low and humbled. The eyes of the arrogant shall be brought low, that the Lord God shall be exalted. Hallelujah. He's majestic. He's radiant. The Apostle Paul speaks in majesty. And he says, and now unto him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine. To him be glory and honor. And we give glory to God right now.
Today is out of the mouth of babes. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. God has perfected praise. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You know, if a child, amen, can praise and worship God, you know, there's something wrong with us if we don't do it. I mean, every moment that we are in the earth realm, amen, we should be praising him. Out of the mouth of babes, amen, and suckling, thou hast perfected praise. There's a perfection, amen, that God has given to the children. Even they know how to worship and praise God. Amen. I give God the glory and praise God today and all the honor. Father God, I ask you to add a blessing to the word, because it's so important. Thou art God. Praise God. Asking you to touch those that are sick, bereaved, tired, weighted down with problems, sufferings of the world. Amen. Praise God. Those that are incarcerated, those that just need to know you, Father God, let them be able to worship you. Praise is one of the highest forms of adoration for God. And I am a witness. I've been in your presence, God, Father God. I've been in the presence of Jesus and the Holy Ghost. And I can find no other greatness. No one in the world can take your place. And I praise you even in the midst of my storms, in the midst of my troubles, in the midst of the situations that, amen, I go through, I praise you. You know, worship is different from praise. Worship is veneration, adulation, adoration. It's love, it's reverence, it's respect to God. Now, praise is different from worship. Worship is to bow ourselves to God in reference for who he is and what he has done or will do, amen, in the form as well as we go in to give him thanks. Abraham built an altar and worshiped God. So we understand through various passages of Scripture that we should not worship no other God. But praise come in after the worship, amen. After God done did that thing for you, after he done given you a supernatural blessing, and amen, praise God, you have experienced his presence, amen, praise God. Then you go in after worship and you begin to praise God. The Bible say in Matthew 21, amen, and it's starting at the 10th verse. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? Amen, praise God. And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Hallelujah. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. Don't you know it's every kind of sin going on in the church today? Amen. From selling all the way to exchanging your monies for whatever. Amen. Praise God. Lust, all kind of adultery, all kind of sin is in the church. And we don't praise God because we can't get the greatest understanding, or we don't want to get it, that there is a time that we must worship God and put on these old sinful acts. Came back to heaven in your hell, in your mess. Heaven and earth ain't going to join together. They are not twins. They're not going to work on the same side of the street. Even the Bible said that is a gulf fixed, or a fixed gulf that will separate, amen, praise God, those that are of Christ from those that are of sin. Amen, praise God. And it reverence, amen, the fact that God is God and Abraham's bosom was there. Amen, praise God. And said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. This place where we should be worshiping God and praising God and praying, amen, praise God, for the next breakthrough, for the next overcoming faith, for the next deliverance from whatever the enemy has yoked you up with. Praise is coming to my soul and spirit. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. That's a time to praise God. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of God, to the Son of David, they were sore displeased. Amen. The priest, amen, all of them was upset because the children had sense enough to praise God, had sense enough to honor God's Son, Jesus Christ, had sense enough to know that he is Hosanna. Amen. Praise God. And said unto him, here's all what these say, mad at the children. And Jesus said unto them, yea, have ye never read out of the mouth of babes and suckling, thou hast perfected praise. Praise is made perfect out of the mouth of babes, because they don't have no guile, no hatred, no envy, no schism in them, no division in them, no unrighteous thoughts in them. They're pure. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so, amen, we as the body of Christ need to understand we got to be just like those children. Amen. Praise God. The Bible let us know, praise God, amen, that we have to praise God. We have to accept His God's Son, Jesus Christ. We have to believe in God. We have to believe in the Holy Spirit. We have to humble ourselves. We have to believe, amen, that God can renew us, praise God. That old Adamic nature got to go away. Amen. That's the only way you can praise God. Amen. You praise God like children with a pure heart. Amen. Praise God. Out of the mouth of babes. Amen. And suckling. Thou hast perfected praise, that they would go in into the temple with Jesus and call him Hosanna and begin to praise and worship him. Amen. Praise God. On the way, amen, into Jerusalem, amen, they put him up on a donkey. Amen. Praise God. And they begin to put palm leaves down. Amen. Praise God. And they were worshiping God. And they were praising God's Son. They was giving God the glory. Amen. Praise God. And there were so many young children there. Amen. To worship. Amen. God's Son, Jesus Christ. Hosanna. 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 Praise God. Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord God Almighty. Bless His Son. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And the Hebrew words, amen, there are seven praises. Amen. When reading the Psalms, it is important to note that there are several words translated in English as praise, or in Pharis, amen, praise God, which is the Hebrew language. But the various root words have very different meanings. Every word has its own meaning. Psalms 108, amen. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Zamar, praise God. Even with my glory, amen, with my honor, I will praise Yada, amen, and that's praise thee, O Lord, among the people. And I will sing praises, Tehillah, unto thee among the nations. Praise God. Psalms 145, verse 2. Every day I will bless thee, and I will praise thee. Amen. Praise God. Thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Amen. One generation shall praise Shabbakyu. Amen. And thy works to another. Amen. And shall declare thy mighty acts. Amen. All thy works shall praise Yada. Thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. We should be, amen, passing this on from one generation to the next. Amen. The word of praise, the word Shabbat, amen, the word Yada, the word Hallah, amen, praise God, in order to reverence God, amen, and give him praise, amen. The Bible said when praises go up, blessings come down. I want to praise him. Yada, definition, Yada is a verb with a root word meaning the extended hands, to throw our hands up, therefore to worship with extended hands, according to the lexicon, its opposite, amen, praise God. In meaning, it means to bemoan or to wringing of the hands, amen. And that's, amen, what we don't do. We don't do the opposite, but we do the yada, praise God. Example, Psalms 63 and 4, thus I will bless thee, amen, while I live, I will yada, amen, lift up my hands in thy name. Hallelujah. I don't care what you're going through today. You need to praise God. You need to give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus, for what he's done and what he's about to do, because he's looking at situations that have already, amen, been set in motion by the enemy, but God got a plan. He's a master builder. He's a master, amen, praise God, amen, commander-in-chief, amen, praise God. So while you're in the midst of what you're going through, just praise him and lift him up. Amen. Praise God. And watch God move. Psalms 134:2, Psalms 141:2, amen, 2 Chronicles 20:19-21. We Toda you, amen, praise God. Toda come from the same principle root word as Yada, praise God, but it is used more specifically. Toda literally means an extension of hands in adoration. What did I say praise and worship was? That's a part of adoration. I love you, God. I accept you for who you are. I know I can't see you. I know that, amen, I might have to pray a day or two to hear your voice. But I tell you, while I'm praying, amen, and while I'm lifting up, amen, my voice to you with supplication, I'm going to praise you, amen. Because I know that, amen, with the praise, like David said, 7 times a day, I will praise the Lord. Amen, praise God. I know something is coming out of this. Amen, praise God. By way of application, it is apparent in the Psalms and elsewhere that it is used for thanking God for things not yet received. Amen. I ain't got mine yet, but it's on its way. I haven't got my stuff yet, but it's on its way. I haven't got my, amen, praise God, house yet, but it's on its way. Haven't got my man yet, but it's on its way. Haven't got my children yet, but it's on its way. Haven't got that that job yet, but it's on its way. Things not yet received, as well as things that are already at hand. God got something for you, saints, that's already at hand. That means it's reachable. Amen. But you haven't praised him. You're too busy complaining. You haven't praised him. You haven't given him the glory and honor for what he's already done. Amen. Praise God. That woman is on the way, and you haven't even praised him. Amen. You've been waiting on the right woman. Amen. Praise God. Because you find out in the churches they homemonging. You don't want that junk food, but there's somebody that's sitting back there, amen, doing Bible study in their own house, amen, praise God, and waiting on God to move because they listen to the voice of the Lord, and all of a sudden you got your lady, amen, praise God. You ain't got no woman, but you got a lady, praise God. You got to praise God. Psalms 50:14, offer unto God, Toda, and you pray thy vows unto the Most High. You made a vow, keep it. Praise God. What I want from you is your true thanks. That's all God wants. I want your promise fulfilled. Praise God. You made a vow, keep it. Amen. Other references are 2 Chronicles 29:31, Jeremiah 30:19, Psalms 26:7. Hallelujah. Halai, the definition is, Halai is a primary Hebrew word for praise. Our word hallelujah comes from this base. It means to be clear, to shine, to boast, to show, to rave, to celebrate, to be, amen, clamorous, amen, to be foolish, amen, just like David danced when he got the Ark of the Covenant, amen, from Obed-Edom. He seen the prosperity of Obed-Edom. Somebody got your Ark, saint, amen, praise God, and you don't want to praise him, praise God, but when David got a chance, he got a chance to go and get that Ark of the Covenant. All the way home, he was dancing and praising the Lord, amen, he danced, and even he took off his royal regalia and begin to worship God. Amen. Praise God. When he put on the ephod. The ephod have the Urim and the Thummim. Amen. The Urim is for the light. Amen. Praise God. And the Thummim is for, praise God, profession. We should praise God. Examples are Psalms 113. Praise God and 1. Praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Want us to praise him, saints. Ye the Lord praise. Amen. Hallelujah. All ye servants of the Lord, praise, hallow the name of the Lord. I'm going to praise the Lord. I know I can't see him, amen, but I'm going to reverence him, amen. Psalms 104, Psalms 105, 106, amen. Then I'm going to shabak him, amen. Shabak means to address in a loud tone, to commend, to triumph, amen, to exclaim, to glory, to shout, God, I shabak you. Examples, Psalms, amen, 145, and 4. One generation shall praise Shabakia. Amen. Thy words to another and declare thy, amen, mighty acts. Now, if you look at God, he created the heavens and the, amen, the earth, amen, put the stars in place, the moon and the sun, everything, praise and worship him. But us, amen, we so busy, amen, having our pity parties and going through various other things. But God said, no, I want you to praise me, lift me up, amen. The angels just praise him and worship him all day long. Amen. Those verses to go for reference is Psalm 63, 1, 3, 4, Psalms 117. Psalms 35:27, Isaiah 12:6, Psalms 106:47. Barak, amen. Barak literally means to kneel down to bless God as an act of adoration. You got to go with God all the way with love. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. We got to, amen, Barak God, amen, praise God. When used in scripture, it implies expecting to receive a blessing from God. Amen. Praise God. We got the Barakim. Amen. Hallelujah. We got the Zamahim. Praise God. Amen. And that's you, the string. Amen. Instruments. Amen. Praise God. Giving thanks to God. Praise God. With, amen. Anything you got. And amen. Tell her, amen. The definition simply means to sing to Lord God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And worship him. Praise God. Those babes, amen, had a reason to praise God because they were placed in a position, amen, praise God, to see God with a pure heart. Not with all this, I don't believe God and I don't think this here. I'm going to be like those that were in the temple doing everything they were big enough to do. Amen. And the day we doing everything that we big enough to do, having sex with, amen, men and women in the church and doing things, amen, stealing from the, amen, treasury and doing everything, and then we think we're doing God a favor when we kill our God's saints. Don't you know the whore is in the church? Amen, praise God. Before, amen, churches came on the scene, everybody had to congregate on the outside while the high priest went inside to do the things that was appointed for God. Amen, praise God. We need to, amen, congregate, amen, praise God, on the outside and keep sin out of the temple where the living God is. Change the whole scenario of the way we've been doing things and try something new. God bless you.
the Lord. Give him honor. Give him glory. Worship him in this day. Hallelujah. Worthy thou art, God. We bless the name of Jesus. We honor him. For he's worthy. There's no one like him. Surrounded by angels. His glory illuminated them all. Isaiah saw our radiant God in all of his righteousness. And he felt unworthy in all of his guilt and all of his sin. And he cried, woe is me. But the Lord God, in spite of Isaiah's sin, unworthy, he saw fit to cleanse him and make him worthy to stand in front of him. And right now, today, in this place, except for the finished work of Christ on Calvary, except for salvation by grace and grace and faith in Christ, we have nothing. We have no justification. We have no righteousness. We're still in a sinful state, separated from God. But the Lord is compassionate and merciful. Hallelujah. He's abounding in mercy and love.